There was a presentation at the ASCO meeting by Wanabo looking at cetuximab combined with induction paclitaxel carbo. What were your thoughts about that?
Well, I think the addition of Erbitux, and again, you're going to see this often, and again, adding it to TPF is one of the strategies that's being done out there as well, is a good one in that you are trying to enhance synergy, efficacy, and not add too much to the toxicity. The problem with the study that Dr. Wanabo presented was I think he tried to ask too many questions, and I give him a lot of credit for trying. There were biopsies integrated into that study, and they were going to make decisions based on biopsies. I really think it was a noble attempt, but I am uncertain how much meaningful biopsy or biomarker data we're going to receive from it. I think he's right on track as far as how we want to conduct studies, but again, you have to get tissue on everybody. We don't know what markers are prognostic at this point as far as with therapy, and so I think his trial showed that it's feasible to give induction therapy with Erbitux in combination, but as far as getting some meaningful answers, I hope he's able to get enough tissue to be able to make some sort of risk assessment afterwards.
Well, it looks like they had quite a few pathologic complete remissions there, and they reported 67%, so they're not going to have any post-treatment tissue in a bunch of these people.
Yeah, and that becomes the issue, is that even though we see clinical CRs, we don't know if there's actually disease there unless we do neck dissections.
Right, that's
and
true.
Now we don't necessarily do neck dissections in everybody because of morbidity. And so you can put a needle in there, and you know as well as I do, a needle doesn't necessarily go where you want it to go.
Sure.
And so there were a lot of variables that Dr. Keyes discussed as a discussant on that abstract.